Hey guys, good morning. Happy Friday. Molly here, artist and creativity coach at Darling Rage Creations. Speaking of Darling Rage, I know that for the past 48 hours I've been on here as the Creativity Playground, and that was good for a starting point. That's the name of my Facebook group and blah, blah, blah. But it just didn't feel quite right, and I want to kind of explain to you guys why. So I've changed the name of my station to Darling Rage Nation, and I really want to let you guys in on the story behind that, the reason that my business is named that, because it really speaks to my core message and what I'm about and what I have to share with the world, to share with you guys. To empower people, to build people up. So this might take a couple of segments, I don't know. As always, we're unedited, uncut, just going with it. So last night I was at a gallery opening. We got the privilege of meeting a couple of Instagram friends who are local artists in person, gave them big hugs. It was awesome. But because there were not many people at the opening, it was kind of nice because we were able to have some really good conversations and get pretty deep. And we started talking about the reasons that we all started making art and calling ourselves artists and why we had chosen to be artists as our vocation, as our career path. And someone asked me where the name Darling Rage Creations came from, and I realized that there's a whole story behind it, but I haven't really fully told the story online or publicly in any sort of way that makes sense. So I wanted to share that with you guys. So let's get right into it. Basically, 3 years ago, today actually, August 4th, 2014, we tragically lost a really close friend of ours. His name was Jake. He's actually the person that my almost two-year-old son is named after, Jacob Baxter. He was an amazing human being. He was one of my husband's best friends. And we lost him 3 years ago today to a tragic, basically hiking accident. I don't really want to make this segment about all of the details, but suffice it to say, when we got that phone call, we were dumbfounded and in shock, and it was just the worst phone call of our lives, basically. And losing Jake was the first time in my life that I had encountered real, true heartbreak and heartache. And I didn't understand until that grieving process that heartache is a real physical thing, that your chest can literally hurt and that it can manifest itself, you know, much like it does with depression, which I've also struggled with in the past. That it can manifest itself very physically, and it's just interesting. And all of that to say, that whole process, that event, was the catalyst, really, for why I started to make art again and to call myself an artist. The process was really made complete about a year later when I struggled with postpartum depression again with my son. And I've told that part of the story a little more publicly, more often, but really the catalyst was our friend Jake's passing. And in that process of grieving, of asking all the questions, of being angry at the world and at Jake and at God, I came to a place where I was really, you know, wrestling with all of the deep questions of life at once. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this type of thing where tragedy kind of births an identity crisis in you, and a lot of your beliefs are called into question, and you really have to either completely disengage and become numb, or dig deep, double down, engage, and really dig into what you believe in and why. And this set me on a path to really wrestling with God. And because up until that point, you know, I had been a Christian all of these years, and that was great, and there were things that I experienced that were good and real, and but I'd never experienced tragedy like this, and I'd never experienced the darkness of the world in this way. And when I went through this tragedy, I went through a wrestling period, really, with God, where I was like, okay, well, either I don't believe in you at all anymore, or you really are good. You really are our Father. You really do love us with an everlasting love. And if that's true, how do I reconcile this tragedy with that? And the process was long and drawn out and involved a lot of self discovery and growth and looking at myself. But ultimately, at the other side, after months and months of wrestling, I came at last to just a new understanding, where I realized that God really was good, and that He really does still love me and is a good Father despite the darkness in the world. And that led me to the realization that we are all darling, that we are all loved right in the raging process of our messy lives. And that's where the term darling rage creations, darling rage nation came from. And I want to share that process with you all. So that is why I've renamed the station, and I want to continue this conversation. So, in light of all of that, I just want to continue moving forward with showing up, being real, sharing my story, sharing your stories. I would love to hear your stories. I would love to continue the conversation. I'll continue talking about creativity and play, obviously, because I'm really passionate about it, but I just felt like I couldn't keep the name of the station Creativity Playground, because it wasn't enough, you know what I mean? It wasn't deep enough. It didn't draw back down to the core of the message that I want to bring to the world, which is that you are darling in the midst of your raging process. You are so loved in the middle of the messy chaos of your life. And that is my message. That is the movement. That is what I want to bring to the world. I would love nothing more than to help other people become empowered to share their own messages and to find the treasures that are hidden within themselves, because it's true. Every single one of us has a ton of crazy gems just hidden inside, waiting to come out, waiting for pressure and storms and all the craziness to kind of help shake that stuff out of us, and for us to double down and dig deep and find it in the process. So you guys are so loved. I can't wait to hear from you. Feel free to comment, clap, call in. Let me know what you think about all of this. And I love you. Have a great Friday.